music. Old, new, and everything in between. The wonderful, the wild, and the weird.
Walk quietly by, he won't bother you. He's a busy man, he's got things to do.
It's all here Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Good evening and welcome to Salt Lift and Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan. Tonight's show is going to be loosely inspired by the spirit of one of my favorite writers, and that is Hunter S. Thompson, who I've been revisiting lately. I came across an interesting anecdote from Douglas Brinkley, who was Thompson's literary executor at one point, and he explains the origin of the term that Thompson coined to describe his unique style of journalism, saying, quote, "The legendary New Orleans R&B piano player James Booker recorded an instrumental song called Gonzo in 1960. The term Gonzo was Cajun slang that had floated around the French Quarter jazz scene for decades and meant, roughly, to play unhinged. When Hunter first heard the song, he went bonkers, especially for this wild flute part. Booker's Gonzo was Hunter's favorite song," end quote. As you can imagine, I was pretty excited to find out that one of my favorite authors also had real love and appreciation for one of my favorite musicians, James Booker, who I've played many times now on the show before. So here is a snippet of an interview with Hunter S. Thompson, and after that you'll hear Gonzo from 1960 by James Booker.
But I'd like to ask you why you use drugs.
Different drugs for different things. I know, I think it's in my interest, in ours perhaps, maybe in the interest of the greater good, for me to smoke a joint and calm down. It's been demonstrably proven that temper tantrums are not the best way to do interviews, and probably my life will be easier and yours too if I smoke a joint. Now, if I were to sit here in a fit of anger and you saw me eating acid, if I were you, I'd leave with all the equipment. That cranks it up even worse.
Thank you. went to a party the other night. I wanted to feel my brain was light. I grabbed myself a bottle and I started drinking wine. I thought pretty soon I'd be feeling fine, but I couldn't get high.
It's my turn Ain't it a sin?
Ha ha ha!
the ugliest part of your body? What's the ugliest part of your body? Some say your nose, some say your toes, but I think it's your mind,
your mind.
I think it's your mind.
All your children are poor, unfortunate victims of systems beyond their control. A plague upon your ignorance, to the great despair of your ugly life.
Where did Annie go when she went to town? Who are all those creeps that she brings around?
All your children are poor, unfortunate victims of lies you believe. A plague upon your ignorance that keeps the young from the truth they deserve.
inside. I'm just a bit. Mm-hmm.
nothing I can do about it.
Thank you. coming home. good looking, babe. She's looking good now. Hush, baby, 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 baby. No, 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 don't you cry. Don't you cry.
I'm a boy, put down on my love. Haven't got a one-hole phone. My only hope is to get on the run and drink with me, my little bottle.
just heard Get It by Montreal-based bluesman Bloodshot Bill, who has been described by John Waters as being like Roy Orbison with a head injury. I just love that description. Next, I'm going to play a gorgeous demo by Jimi Hendrix called Back on the Desert, and this was recorded at his house in New York sometime in the summer of 1969.
The waters of the ocean, and a boat you're in a classroom going down the river. A dream came up into my eyes, and much to my surprise, there they stood. The angels in the sky. I said, what is your purpose? Why do you come to me? Can't you see I'm dying? Surely.
You just heard Moonlight Mile by the Rolling Stones from their 1971 album Sticky Fingers, which is one of their best, in my opinion. And thanks so much for listening to Salt Licked in Rapture on CFRC 101.9 FM. I hope you all have a wonderful evening, even better weekend. Make sure you stay tuned for Different Circles coming up next at 9 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Did you know that when a car hits a turtle, their shell can crack?
Turtles need to get from one side of the road to the other to find food, mate, lay eggs without getting hit by a car.
It is a problem because a turtle can get seriously injured.
Slow down if you see a turtle on the road, and if it is safe, move the turtle across the road carefully.
This message was brought to you by the students of Linklater Public School Grade 4 class and Sandy Hines Wildlife.